Yeah, it was a great year. City Council, in its wisdom, you know, decided to service the east end of Owen Sound a few years ago, which is going to bring us lots of development up on the hill. But in the short term, we've had the South Bridge permit issued and the permit for Owen Sound Gardens retirement home, which was awesome for us.
In the year 2020, was there an explanation why the number spiked the way it did? Because looking at the release, it was the busiest year in essentially a decade.
Well, I'm going to put that back to our development team. We have a great team here at City Hall that will meet with the developers. It involves building and planning and engineering and our public works people, along with our parks. And we'll meet with the developer one-on-one when they come in and give them the full view of exactly what the city's looking for.
Kevin, how many developers will you meet on a regular basis, say on a monthly basis? How many do you have to have discussions or ongoing discussions with when it comes to the city?
Again, depending on the time of year, but we're usually meeting with two or three a month. Right now, it's all a lot of virtual. But we have them come in and book a boardroom and have a great meeting with them.
Kevin, I'm assuming that developers are somewhat like golfers who will always tell the golf course how they can do things one way or another. What do you hear in terms of feedback and response from the developers that are looking at Owen Sound or working in the city of Owen Sound with you?
Well, we hear, again, the development team, they love coming here. They love talking, you know, having the opportunity to meet with everybody in one go. So I think that, you know, that's the biggest thing that we get from them. They like how Owen Sound's serviced. They like where Owen Sound's going and how we're growing. Certainly the East Hill Commercial is a big draw for people right now.
We're with Kevin Linthorne, who is the chief building official for the city of Owen Sound. A couple of schools that no longer are schools, Kevin, were big factors in 2020. Tell us about the developments that have transpired at both Dufferin and now Strathcona School.
Yeah, absolutely. So Strathcona was purchased by Barry's Construction a long time ago, and he's now in the process of converting that to 80 new residential units. Dufferin School was purchased by the Mowikwadong Native Cultural Resource Center, so they've converted that into their office and training center. And we also have Sydenham School, which is being converted to the Grey County Innovation Center, being called Sydenham Campus.
I'm sure you're thrilled about all of these activities. Are you in any way surprised about the way they have unfolded and maybe how fast they've unfolded, Kevin?
I'm a little surprised, yeah. A couple of the ones up on the hill, especially the Owen Sound Gardens development, it went really fast. But again, the credit goes to our development team. We were able to push that development through, get it up to council, and get the plans approved, the site plan approved, that we could get the construction permit issued and start going on it.
Kevin, tell me about the appeal of the east side of Owen Sound, because when I drive along 9th Avenue East, every day it seems that there's something new or something bigger.
Yeah, that's, you know, where city council is focused their efforts, right? Like I said earlier, with the pre-servicing up on the hill for Braymont and those developments up by the hospital and across the road for the hospital, we're poised for tremendous growth up in that area.
Last couple of questions for Kevin Linthorne today. And Kevin, thank you very much for your time, because I'm sure you've got meetings on the go here, there, and everywhere. The Sydenham in downtown Owen Sound has taken some time, but is there massive or positive projection and progress there?
Yeah, so we've just been informed that the remaining unsold units have been bought by a developer. So he's going to be applying for permits to develop each of those units and get them leased out. And then we'll be working with the condo board to resolve the issues with the common elements of the building.
And finally, Kevin, before we let you go, what are you excited about? What do you have on your table now that you can disclose to Brandon and I on home base?
Well, certainly, again, the builder to the Heritage Grove site up on the East Hill, we just issued permits for two new shell buildings there, and we can confirm one tenant for sure is going to be Firehouse Subs. We've issued the permit for them. We're going to see the existing industrial space fill up with the purchase of Tenneco and hopefully with some hydrogen development there. And our planning department is busy with a number of commercial, industrial, and residential projects that are all in pre-consultation. So I see 2021 as being another banner year for us.
That's great to hear. And obviously, you're tremendously excited about the growth of the city and the opportunities that exist within Owen Sound proper.
Absolutely. I'm an Owen Sound boy, born and raised here, so it's great to see the city thriving.